Gave agus Falcha Gigi and Clark coming look classy and a shock and a shock of me, Tom Comack, with you as always on a Wednesday night. And two special guests with me tonight. I have a Kilkenny man here in studio and I have a Tipperary man on the phone. And of course, the occasion is the run into the All Ireland final, and it's Tipperary and Kilkenny in that All Ireland final again this weekend. And of course, they're meeting for I'm not sure quite the amount of time, but anyway, maybe one of my guests will tell me. But all I do know is that Kilkenny are appearing in their 62nd All Ireland final in hurling this weekend, and Tipperary it's the 40th. So they're two of the dominant forces in hurling. Of course, Cork is sandwiched in between them when it comes to All Ireland finals. But my guest in studio is Billy Bennett from Kilkenny. I think it's from a place called Three Castles, Benny, and of course, better known maybe here in Donegal as a former Donegal hurler for a short time, and of course, highly involved in St. Junan's Club and also hurling teams at the LYIT where he works. First of all, good night to you, Billy.
Good evening, Tom. Thanks very much. Yeah.
And obviously delighted to, looking forward, I'm sure, to the final. Do Kilkenny even get excited at this stage about finals?
No, absolutely. Somebody at work today was inviting me to an event on Sunday evening. I had to say to her that, do you realise what day Sunday is? And I explained to her it was the first Sunday in September. Yeah. And she asked me, is that a holy day? And I said, it is indeed. So we certainly do. And you don't take them for granted. I mean, the last 18 or 20 years have been fantastic, but I mean, people that could remember back further than that will remember barren times for Kilkenny too. It might seem strange to people now, but certainly there were times in the, even the 60s, 70s, 80s when Kilkenny had an occasional win, but certainly didn't have anything like the dominance that we've seen since the year 2000.
Yeah, and of course, obviously, the one common denominator in that is Brian Cody.
Absolutely. I mean, there was a period, a friend of mine, Joe Lamb, another tip man living here in Donegal, often reminded me, up to recently, that Kilkenny had only beaten Tipperary once in about, 80 or 90 years, from, I think, maybe 1922 up to the, was it 2009, I think. So, I mean, the history, Kilkenny's history against Tip in the longer term was pretty abysmal, I think, other than one saving grace around 1967. But the more recent years, I think Kilkenny have probably got the better of them in both league and championship encounters and in the Cody era.
We'll talk about Brian Cody and his contribution, obviously. I think he's leading Kilkenny into their 15th All-Ireland final in something like 18 years. I'm also joined by a former Donegal player and manager and, of course, great Burt hurling stalwart, but he's also a Tipperary man from the heart of hurling country in Tipperary, down in Cashel, The Rock. PJ O'Brien, good night to you.
Tom, how are you? And good evening to Billy also.
How are you, PJ?
Worried.
I can tell you, Billy's worried here as well, to be honest with you, PJ. Tell me, we know the hype that we have here when Donegal reach an All-Ireland final, and I know you're far removed from it, but I'm sure you're in contact with home. Is it the same in Tipperary, or for that matter, we talked a bit about that, is it the same in Kilkenny?
It's the very, very same. It doesn't change. Every year brings on, it's highlights if you get to the final, and it's a very sad year when you don't, yes.
Yes.
It's planned, it's for these few days now, it's all tickets.
Yeah, you know. And you've got plenty, have you?
I have enough, thankfully, yes. My Donegal friends have looked after me.
Good. And have you, you go to All-Ireland, you do?
I do. Yeah. Yes.
And what is it about Kilkenny and Tipperary? I suppose they're neighbours for a start, even though they're in two different provinces.
Well, they're neighbours, but in recent times we've had a history of playing each other so much. And as Billy pointed out, Kilkenny beaten us so often. So there's always that vengeance there that you hope today will be the day, you know. And we hope again on Sunday that we can do it. Not sure if we can, but we have a decent team. And we're probably one of the top three or four teams in the country together with Waterford and Galway this year. And that's really where you want to be.
Yeah. And I suppose and All-Ireland is due in Tipperary. You've lost the last couple?
Haven't won it now since 2010. We went close in 2014 with the John game and the replay. And as we all know, Kilkenny don't lose replays.
Yeah. And tell me, most people that I know, and from my own observation, have the feeling, and I don't think it's just purely about down to tradition, that Tipperary, you know, Kilkenny are the team to beat at the moment in hurling, ever since Brian Cody came in, as we mentioned, they're appearing in 11 finals, and as Billy pointed out to me, he's actually only appearing in 15 finals in his 18 seasons in charge, and he's actually only lost two, because a couple of those are replays. I know Cody has brought a difference, but in terms of people telling me that not only tradition and Tip's good record and great history and all that, but they can also are the one team that can match them physically.
Well, we always like to think we can. I don't know if we matched them physically in the last couple of years, but I think this year Tip have a stronger team than 2014. Tip would be known throughout the years for a stronger physical type of game. But I think that changed a little bit around 2009, 2010, 2011. I think we tried to go more stick work. But we're gone back now again to the physical presence, and some of the new players on the Tip team have certainly brought a physical element to their game again.
Yeah. I think you'll see that there's absolutely nothing between those two teams, Tom, and while, you know, in a couple of those close games in recent years, Kilkenny have edged it. The reality is Kilkenny and Tip have provided some of the best hurling finals, semi-finals in the last decade. I mean, when I look back at those period of games, and it's been a fantastic era to be there to witness some of the very best games, including the games we lost, that famous attempt at the five in a row that we lost to Tipperary and the years before it. Absolutely superb games, and there will really be nothing between those teams. And when you look at the physicality that PJ mentioned, you know, when you look at guys like Seamus Callanan in the full forward line, that mix of both skill, but a strong, big, strong guy, very, very difficult to stop. When I look at the teams, I see real strength in the Tipperary in the two full lines, both the full back and full forward lines. Maybe a slight more strength from Kilkenny in the half lines. And I think kind of even Stevens around midfield, maybe even Tip to edge it there, because particularly with Michael Fendy gone. But that real strength that the Tip have in their full back and full forward lines, I think, you know, that'll be a really interesting battleground on Sunday.
Yeah. And you know, the accusation has been made in the past, maybe not so much about this Kilkenny team, but maybe the one over the previous 3 or 4 years, that kind of they went to the edge, like, you know, players like Tommy Walsh and guys like that, you know, they went close to the edge.
Yeah. And you know what, the best players in every sport sail as possible to the edge as possible. They really do. They don't go over that edge. And you know, the real physical teams that play right on that edge, but with the absolute skill, and I'm including teams like Tipperary and this year Galway Waterford, absolutely the same, gave it everything. None of this kind of rubbish about playing sweeper systems and so on. The four outstanding teams this year, and the four outstanding games, the two replays and the two follow-on games, the All-Ireland semi-finals between those four teams, absolutely nothing between them. And to be fair, you know, Waterford and Galway could equally feel that they could or should be here on Sunday instead of Kilkenny and Tipperary. Mm. And I think any one of those four teams, they push it right out to the edge in terms of physicality. But they only do that when combined with absolutely consummate skill. And I'm including all of the four teams in that.
How does Kilkenny keep it going? You know, how does supporters like yourself keep the appetite up? As you said, you're as excited today as ever, and all the Kilkenny people. You know, and sometimes, you know, I've seen it with county football teams, you know, after maybe coming along and winning in All-Ireland, after a while, you know, the supporters lack, you know, even lose the appetite. I think that's reflected in the players, you know, but Kilkenny go on and on and on and on, as we said, in the Cody era.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose people that have been around a little bit longer can view it differently. I remember being at the famous Tip match, the breaking of the five in a row cycle, and I remember a little guy from Dublin with a Kilkenny jersey sitting beside me crying, and he told his daddy that he was upset that Kilkenny don't lose. And for a little child that age, that was his experience. They didn't lose. Yeah. He had seen four wins in a row. I recall well the day in 2000, the first Sunday of September in the year 2000, when Kilkenny were going into an All-Ireland final against Cork. we were heading in as underdogs, had lost the 98 final, having beaten Offaly in the Leinster final, had lost the 99 final.
Brian Cody's first year, I think.
Cody's first year, an unsuccessful outing. And we're heading into 2000, and we're underdogs for that game. And I got a text message from a friend of mine from Cork that morning, and it said, "What have Wasps and Kilkenny got in common?" And the answer was, "Both are black and amber and die in September."
Yeah.
So that was the context. You know, if you go back to the year 2000, that was the context, you know, that people who have a longer view of the game remember. And there has been a golden era for, you know, since then. I suppose it's an incredible era. And it happens to be also, hardly coincidentally, the Cody era.
It's not incoincidental, is it?
No, it can't be. I mean, I suppose there was two factors when you look at it. I think clearly the Cody era, but the year, those years where Kilkenny pulled maybe seven All-Irelands out of eight, I think the key feature in those years was they had, most teams that win an All-Ireland have three or four superb players. Kilkenny in those years maybe had seven or eight superb players. That's gone, and you now see an absolute levelling of the playing field in terms of hurling. You have four teams, as we mentioned earlier, and PJ, I think, would be of the same view, really very much of the same standard. And another, maybe four, just behind them, and I'm including teams like Limerick, Clare, Cork, Dublin, are very, very close. But those top four teams at the moment in the country, certainly there is absolutely nothing between those. And I think a game like Sunday, that'll come down. It'll be down to a puck of the ball, I think, in the end of the game.
And what is, how good is club hurling in the county? Is there a huge interest in club hurling?
Yeah, Kilkenny operates at kind of five levels. I mean, they have four levels of the senior, intermediate, junior and special junior. And they keep a limited number of senior teams to keep the senior championship very, very competitive. But you will also see guys coming through from intermediate teams.
Mm. How many say senior teams?
Typically they play 12 senior teams, but that's not because there aren't more teams of that standard, but simply that they keep the senior very competitive. But you will also have guys from intermediate teams. I mean, Michael Kavanagh from Freshford, my own parish at home, the other a parish with two separate clubs, won eight All-Irelands with Kilkenny, and for most of his career he played intermediate hurling in St Lachlan's.
Because Kilkenny isn't a big county.
No, half the population of Donegal, but very much focused, and not unlike Tipperary, even though Tip obviously have had a great year this year with the footballers, a county that's very much focused on hurling. To say there's no Gaelic football is probably an understatement, maybe even a slight embarrassment, but a small bit of soccer in Kilkenny City, and other than that it is hurling everywhere in County Kilkenny.
Yeah, and you know, what do you say then to the argument people say it's easy for them, hurling's the only game?
I suppose if you were to take a population base of that size, you know, take a county like Cork, you know, with 500,000 people, or Dublin, with 2 or 3 million people.
Well, Donegal 150.
Well, Donegal is double the population of Kilkenny, so I don't think the concentration argument is a fair one, especially in a small county. Having said that, other small counties like Offaly have really defied the odds by competing and winning at both Gaelic and at hurling, which is a superb achievement.
And obviously, is it strong in the schools?
The starting point for all those, and it'll be the very same in Tipperary, is in the schools. And it's not just the nurseries, the famous nurseries like St Kieran's in Kilkenny City, or Kilkenny CBS or Callan CBS. It's the primary schools. Kids start playing leagues from the age of maybe 7 or 8 within the primary schools, in the school. Little small leagues, 5-a-sides, etc., within the primary schools. And that starts really and truly from day one. So the primary schools is where it all really is, are the real nurseries. People talk about the colleges and talk about the secondary schools, but the primary schools really is where it starts.
Tato, I guess the collection, Clark, Cumann, Luke, Clascair, Shockton, Shulam, me, Tom Comack, and that's the voice there of Billy Bennett, St. Junan's Club member, and also, of course, member of the staff of Letterkenny IT, and highly involved in the hurling and has managed the hurling team there for many years. We may talk to him a little bit about hurling in Donegal in a moment. And I've also got on the phone tonight, I've got P.G. O'Brien, of course, a Tipperary man, no stranger to hurling followers here in Donegal. He played for Donegal and also managed Donegal, and highly involved, and even played with Burt and won a number of championships. And how many championships, P.G., did you win with Burt?
Didn't win that many, believe it or not, Tom. I won three.
Was that all?
Probably got beaten, yeah, because there was a little period there. My job took me away to Dublin, so I lost out in a few years. And then after, when I came back, then I played with Burton again.
Yeah. And did you play down home in Tipperary much? Sure.
Up to the age of 20.
Yeah, yeah.
So I played senior for 2 years.
Good.
But PJ, that period where you won three senior titles was a period. Burt won how many in that same period of time?
I don't recall, Billy, but it was
15 or 16 or something. I think it was.
Yeah. It wasn't a dominant time of Burt. Burt's dominance came after that with. Yeah. The Darren McDermott's and Donal Campbell's and that year and Ronan McLaughlin and them. But I was just caught slightly before that era. You know?
And talk to me about Tipperary. Talk to me about Michael Ryan, the new Tipperary manager. In his second year, has led them to an All-Ireland.
Well, it's fantastic for him because we really didn't know how good he was going to be at the start. Now, he does have experience. He's been there for 5 or 6 years as a backroom member. So obviously he has learned an awful lot. He knows all the players. He has changed the team around an awful lot. He has 5 new players playing the first senior championship game on Sunday. So he has strengthened up the team. So he has had his own input into how the team should look. And it's paying dividends at the minute, i.e. in getting to the final. Mm. I don't think we expected that at the start of the year. And I think we're in for a cracker on Sunday. You know, it's a new manager against a very experienced manager. Mm. But it's all down to the 15 players on the field. You know?
And talk to me about the Tipperary team, this Tipperary team. It's not changed all that much. As you said, there's 5 or 6 new players.
Well, five is one third of your team, so it's a lot. There's a fair bit of inexperience there.
Remind us who the new players are.
Well, there's Ronan Maher at centre-back. And there's John Dwyer at the full forward line. Now, John Dwyer has had a very good season for a guy in his first year. Mm. Ronan Maher is a brother of Páraic Maher's, the half-back. And it's Ronan's first year, and he's settled in well without being outstanding at centre-half-back. And then they've a new guy in midfield, Michael Breen, who's had an exceptional year.
Michael Breen, PJ, has been, and I'd say is a guaranteed all-star. He's had an absolutely exceptional year at midfield for Tipperary. I'd say if he has a reasonable game at all on Sunday, he's guaranteed an all-star.
Well, unlike Tipperary, Michael has come from nowhere. Mm. It doesn't happen like that. Ryan Cody does that with Kilkenny teams, but Michael Ryan has plucked Michael Breen out from nowhere. Mm. You know, we didn't know much about him beforehand, and he's had a stormer.
And are all the Tipperary hurlers from senior clubs?
This time round, they are. Mostly they are all senior clubs. When Billy was talking there, I was thinking of Nicky English, believe it or not. He wasn't from a senior club. Mm. But mainly, yes, senior clubs, yes. Mm.
You all remember the great story, the great yarn, I'm sure you heard of it, about Nicky English and Sylvian Annan. I'm not sure what All-Ireland it was, but it was one Galway won anyway. They were playing Tipperary. And it was in the dying minutes, and I think I'll tip her behind by 3 or 4 points, and Nicky was awarded a free, and he was taking the free, and he shouted at the referee, have a much time, and Sylvie shouted back at him, 12 months.
Sylvie was as quick with his swinging, actually, as he was with his
weight,
I think.
Very good, very good. What does Billy think for Sunday? What's his prediction?
If you asked me before the All-Ireland semi-final, PJ, I would have probably been edging for Kilkenny. But in the absence of Michael Fenley, I think you're looking at all square, or maybe even slightly in Tip's favour. You know, when I looked at the, I don't think the two teams have been published yet, but we have a fair idea of what they look like. And for me, certainly in both the full and back and full forward lines, I think Tip clearly have a dominance. I mean, Cathal Barrett and James Barry in particular in Tip's full back line, and Seamus Callanan, John McGrath, and particularly Seamus Callanan, his propensity to score goals up front. And I'm just contrasting that with a relatively inexperienced Kilkenny full back line that, you know, Joey Holden has been very good. Paul Murphy is probably the one guy, you know, that has been consistent in Kilkenny's full back line. You know, but I think both in full back and full forward lines, I think Tipperary, to me, have an edge. as I said, when you go out the field, Kilkenny's half back line, I think, you know, Pádraig Walsh, clearly Pádraig Maher for Tipperary, outstanding player, and has been for the last 5 or 6 years. Pádraig Walsh, Killian Buckley for Kilkenny, on the other hand, you know, probably from the other side would be very strong. And in the half forward line, you know, TJ Reid and Richie Hogan are our two star players, but we're missing our third one, which is Michael Fenley in the middle. And, you know, Kilkenny doesn't have the depth in terms of panel that it had in the last few years. And, you know, we did see the last day, you know, we saw Liam Blanchfield coming in, which was fantastic, but I don't think that there's another Aidan Fogarty, Liam Blanchfield, one of these, or Big Wally Walsh, that has, you know, been landed in an All Ireland day. If there is one, I certainly don't know who it is. So I don't think Kilkenny have a surprise to spring on All Ireland day.
You don't know with Cody.
Yeah, there'll be very little in reality. I think there'll be very little between them. I think they're two exceptional teams. I'm really looking forward to it because they've been some of the best games, whichever way they've ended, winning, losing, and drawing. And I wouldn't rule out a draw.
Gerald Lochnan has used the term a game of inches.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's going to be one of those games on Sunday as well. A few other points of note. Colin Fenley's coming into his own at the right time for Kilkenny. He was a bit quiet up to now, but he had a stormer the last day.
Yeah, you know? No, he did. And again, you know, I think without Colin Fenley the last day, I think we would be seeing a Waterford tip final today.
And TJ is probably quieter than normal.
TJ Reid has been excellent in terms of free taking and kind of distribution, but certainly hasn't had the dominance in terms of ball winning. And
I hope that continues.
But again, I think there's been a real equalising there in terms of, you know, the aerial domination that was the dominant feature of Kilkenny, I think no longer is there. And you're seeing in Tipperary a team that are superb fielders of the ball. And again, I think genuinely nothing between the two teams on Sunday. It will be down to a couple of key battles.
I was thinking about it, and I think it's down to defences and how they hold the forwards. Mm. Because an awful lot of the winning of the game will be in both defences, and I just am not in a position to call it. I just don't know. It's going to be exceptionally tight. Mm. I'm looking forward to it.
Is it a case, PG, that we know what you're going to get from Kilkenny before the game starts? Maybe a little bit uncertain about what you're going to get from Tip?
I'd be confident enough of what you're going to get from Tip, seen their games. I've seen all their games this year, and I'd be confident enough that you're going to get a very physical presence that they know they have to bring to the game. But I think I'm worried about the little bit of inexperience of the five new players. Mm. That kind of worries me.
Anyway, just let's leave the All Ireland there for a moment, and of course, Tipperary are in the minor final as well, aren't they?
Yes.
Against Limerick. Limerick. Yeah. And they were in the minor final last year too, weren't they?
Yeah, and I think they're favourites for this year because they had a big win against Limerick in an earlier round.
And of course, you were in the football final last year as well, so.
We tried to do it all, Tom, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you getting worried as a hurling man, the rise of Tipperary football?
No, I mean, it's great. They've tried to promote football, and they've brought in decent managers for the last couple of years, and it's paying dividends. I mean, it's fantastic, you know.
Anyway, let's get back to it. How come we can't have the Kilkennys and the Tipperarys up in Donegal or that type of hurling here?
I personally think it's down to coaching. I think it's down to the lack of top quality coaching from the schools. As Billy mentioned earlier, you have to start at 8, but you have to start with good coaching. And I think there is a depth of lacking of good quality coaching here.
Well, is there any coaching been done really in the schools that much?
There is, Tom, but I would be concerned with the quality of it, you know.
Yeah, and obviously hurling is a game as well. I know you have to practice for all games, but my impression is, having never played the game, or just maybe small hurdle once or twice, but never played the game that seriously, that it's a game where the skill level is so high that it's a game you've got to be playing, practicing.
Well, when you say practice, it's easy in Kilkenny when it's the dominant game. It's probably easy in Tip when it's the dominant game. It's not easy in Donegal where football is so dominant.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're good at football, you know, your manager and your club will want you to concentrate on that. It's very hard to hone in on your hurling skills. So you're battling against the odds. But, I mean, like Dublin have done it in hurling. They've come to, as Billy said, maybe the second tier, and they've won a Leinster. And it's doable, but it's doable over a long, long, long period of time.
So it's but would it be fair to say my observation would be that Donegal hurling has improved.
It has improved, but I think it's reaching a point where it won't get any better because you don't have enough clubs doing it.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have the opposition.
Yeah, I think PJ is right that the certainly the improvement I think has been evident. I know when I started here, and I had the pleasure of for 1 year playing with Donegal under PJ and Sean Sands, actually, I think it were the the joint managers at the time, PJ, if I remember right.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I started here, there were 11 or 12 clubs playing hurling in Donegal, and we had three leagues, a senior, an intermediate, and a junior at that time.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, back in maybe 97, 96, 97. You know, spreading it around in terms of that spread across right across the county, down from Pettigo, you know, up, and obviously the strength was with Bertha at that period of time, and then Satanta came a couple of years later, came back from having been strong before that, and Unions and so on as well. But I think, you know, that the sheer number of clubs has fallen. But it does require, like Dublin did, it requires a concerted effort at school level, at club level, and, you know, clearly at all of those levels, it's really important.
That's the voice of Billy Bennett there, a Kilkenny man with his colours on, getting ready for Sunday's march on Croke Park, and a bid for a 37th All-Ireland title, isn't it? 37.
Three in a row.
Three in a row?
Don't mind the talk of threes in a row. I reminded you of a three in a row from 98, 99, 2000 we were heading for, so we won't talk about
that. That's
three
a long, long time ago.
And both of you are heading.
Certainly are, yeah.
You wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. We'll pass you somewhere on the road, PJ. Best of luck and enjoy the final.
On the way back.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, unfortunately, the clock has beaten us again. Just to remind you, of course, we have a lot of important games in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Football Championship coming up this weekend with third round games. We also have the Donegal Ladies Senior and Junior Finals. It's Glenven versus Moville in the Senior Final, and it's Robert Emmerts versus St. Nolles in what is a novel Junior Final pairing meeting. They're on Sunday evening there at the Cross in Kindergarten. And we'll have live updates and live action from all those senior championship games here on Highland Radio on Sunday Sport. Just coming up to 9 o'clock, my thanks to Billy Bennett who came into studio, and good luck to Kilkenny. My thanks to PG O'Brien, and good luck to Tipperary. And my thanks to the Corkman out in the other studio, Jimmy Stafford, who kept control of things tonight. Good evening, Shock and Shahuggins, Lanagas Bannock.